Bag of Tricks, Metaverse, by Kieran Hickson, published on July 25, 2018, Colorado Virtual Library. Augmented reality, AR, is an interactive experience of a real-world environment whereby the objects that reside in the real world are augmented by computer-generated perceptual information. Wikipedia. Does augmented reality seem like an alternate reality to you? Not sure your reality needs augmentation? Can you imagine augmented reality as a tool you could use to improve your library services? Or, for me, the question is more like, can I imagine an augmented reality? As we talked about in parts 1 and 2 of this Bag of Tricks series, having resources at your fingertips and a basic familiarity with up-and-coming technology can come in very handy, as well as giving you a bit more confidence. New technology can be a shiny new tool that may or may not further the goals of your library. While introducing new technology can be good on a patron-by-patron basis, at the community level, I prefer to match the right tool for the job. So, when I heard about libraries using augmented reality, I decided it was time to learn more about this tool. After a bit of research, I found Metaverse. Metaverse is a free augmented reality platform that is being used to build interactive learning experiences. In short, it allows the user to look through their smartphone camera at their surroundings and see a superimposed icon, picture, or cartoon character. For example, you might see my head floating above the circulation desk. The superimposed image can appear based on geographic location, in this case, a specific place in the library. The character can have dialogue and ask the viewer to answer questions, like a quiz, or to perform certain tasks that can be evaluated by a computer, such as providing a picture with an associated work, an ISBN, or a barcode. In about 1 hour, my coworker and I made the following example, in which we can learn about the library by helping a guinea pig find a book. Besides finding a book with certain words in the title, as in the demo I'd mentioned, what are other ways this could be used for the public library setting?